The winter study of the wolves and moose on Isle Royale is heading into its 57th year. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The wolf-moose study is the longest continuous study of any predator and its prey in the world. Scientists Rolf Peterson and John Vucetich spend 7 weeks on the island in the middle of winter every year. They're joining me now before they head out to Isle Royale. Rolf, what are you the most curious to find out when you get back to the island?
Well, this year is like any other year. The number of wolves is a source of great speculation and interest. So, yeah, we really don't know what to anticipate, but that's typically what I'm doing this time of year, is anticipating.
When we spoke after winter study last year, you described the wolves as barely hanging on. There are just 9 left on the island. And you said that the moose were on vacation because there were so many of them. What did you observe happening during the summer?
The moose came through the winter in very nice shape. I mean, it was a pretty difficult winter, and they did very well. I don't think we found any moose that starved to death. They produced another bunch of calves, but it's pretty hard to judge how big that calf crop is from summer ground observations. The weather last 2.5 years or so has been to the advantage of moose, and that, of course, helps fuel their population increase. So they've roughly doubled in the last 3 years.
And then you also looked for wolf reproduction, right?
We looked pretty hard for wolf reproduction, yeah, and we couldn't find any evidence of that.
So what are you expecting that you might find when you go back?
Oh, I have no expectations about what we'll find anymore, because the population's so low that it's from this point on, it's just a crapshoot.
John, much of what you learn about the wolves and the moose is what you see from a small plane that you call the flagship. What kinds of things can you learn from the air that you just can't see from the ground?
Well, the most important thing that we can see from the air are the wolves and the moose. It's very difficult to see wolves and moose in a forested landscape like is on Isle Royale. And so if we were limited to the ground, we would learn next to nothing. There is one wolf that is radio-collared, and so from the airplane we can find that radio-collared wolf relatively easily. And if that radio-collared wolf is hanging out with other wolves, well, then we can find his pack mates. And once we find the pack mates, we can estimate how many, or just count how many wolves are in that pack. For other wolves, what we're looking for from the air are tracks that the wolves leave in the snow.
Both of you have spent several decades of your lives studying these animals. What mysteries are you still hoping to find the answers to?
If we just keep watching, we see stuff that surprises us, and the things that surprise us are things that we most routinely don't anticipate. One of the great discoveries that came from the project was when a wolf immigrated in 1997, and we didn't even come to understand that that had happened until more than a decade later, and that was something that we weren't necessarily looking for it. We were just keeping our eyes open for anything that might be interesting, and so that's just one example, but the rule has been, we're routinely surprised by what we see next, and so we're just prepared to be surprised. and the only requirement is just to be paying as close attention as possible so that when something interesting happens, we're in a good position to detect it.
John Vucetich and Rolf Peterson are researchers at Michigan Technological University. Thank you so much.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Rebecca.
It was great to share the time with you. Thanks.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.